grandpa was a scholar back in the old country, but he fled from Lithuania in 1893 with knowledge his companion and liberty his hope. He sailed up to the Lady of the Harbor. Imagine then how beautiful that torchlight must have seemed to a frightened Jewish immigrant caught up in freedom's dream. But the land had room for many, and he studied while he worked by the lamplight of the Lady of the Harbor. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send them, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. In 1937, with war on every hand, a band of Jewish refugees sought shelter in this land. With the Nazis close behind them, they sailed their leaky boats towards the safety of the Lady of the Harbor. But every door was closed to them, no port would take them in, till sick at heart they sailed back home to Germany again, where their dreams were turned to ashes and their bodies turned to smoke that drifted past the Lady of the Harbor. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send them, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. So if these silent lips could speak, what reasons would they say? Why some are sheltered freely, but others turned away. Now as the terror rises, a fleeing world awaits an answer from the Lady of the Harbor. For all along the borders, the nightmare comes again, as homeless, stateless refugees seek shelter in this land. Will the lamp be raised to welcome them, or turn them back once more? Only silence from the Lady of the Harbor. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send them, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden.